Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of House of Inspiration Mix Show with a teaching on love by a resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, who also serves as the director of the men's ministry. I am so excited. You guys are in for a treat with the teaching and the mix tonight. I guarantee that. Before we go on, I just wanted to let you know that we're on a new format called Periscope. You can download the app from your store, Apple Store or Play Store, and you will be able to listen to me, if you follow me, listen to me do sermons live, ask me questions. If you touch your screen, it sends hearts to let me know that you're feeling what I'm saying. There's already 3 episodes out there, so all you have to do is download Periscope, P-E-R-I-S-C-O-P-E, and search Sister Poochie. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. All right, everybody. Now, I'm just so excited. It's like, okay, get into the show. Definitely get into the show. The spirit is moving. And one of the things that I want everyone to do is remember what the house music ministry is for our ministry. It's a big part of our ministry because we do believe that you minister through music, as did those in the Old Testament. And adding the Word of God and Frankie bringing the teachings have been very powerful, and all the reactions have been good. You can definitely reach him at frankievibe@journeyhomeoutreachministries.org. Okay, everybody, let me stop talking. Let's start the show. First up, we're just going to hit the dance break. Here's the House of Inspiration mix show for September 2015. And here we go.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud-sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Thank you. L. Duff coming to you live in the Rutgers, Maryland area, here under construction. You're listening to the sounds of DJ Frankie Vibe in the House of Inspirations Mix Show. Let's go get it.
Rejoice. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. My name is DJ Frankie Vibe, and as always, it is a privilege and honor to be with you once again for a monthly Bible lesson. I pray that this lesson will be a blessing to you. I first want to apologize to everyone out there because we normally do our monthly Bible teaching every third Tuesday of the month, but we had to make a change due to the fact that Pastor Kim is pursuing something that is going to be life-changing for her, and we want to accommodate. So I thank you for adjusting your schedule and able to tune with us tonight. Very grateful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is head of my life. I pray he's head of yours. I just want to take the time to honor the Journey Home Outreach Ministry staff, our founder, Sister Poochie, Reverend Angela McCarty. Once again, thank you so much for having me teach the Bible lesson. It's always an honor and privilege to do so, to feed the Word of God to God's people, to Elder Faye. Thank you so much for your support and your encouragement, and just keep on lifting a brother up in prayer. Also to my lovely wife, Pastor Kim, who is my right hand and my left hand, every other hand. But I'm so thankful that she is a big part of my life. Truly, God has sent her to me and me to her. And, of course, to Lloyd Wharton, DJ L. Dub, prayer warrior, prayer intercessor, man of God, who's also down with me in the Journey Home Outreach Men's Ministry. So, men, if you're listening, once again, we invite you to check out the page on Facebook. We are there. We are giving you a daily Bible verse, a daily prayer, posting pictures. And, you know, once again, this is your page. So we invite you to post, ask questions. We want to hear from you. I will be reaching out to you very shortly via email. So look out for that. And we just want to get to know each other better as we go forth in the things of God. Well, once again, let's go into our lesson. If I was to title this, it would be titled Walking in the God Type of Love. In asking our Heavenly Father on what lesson to teach on this month, he spoke to me in the title of a song. And, of course, me being a DJ, you know, he had to speak to me in song because he knows what I like, you know what I'm saying? And I have to admit, I am a Beatles fan. I used to have my air guitar when I was younger, you know, the Beatles would come on. That was it, break out my air guitar and get to playing like like John Lennon and Paul McCartney and George Harrison, or I'd be playing the drums like Ringo Starr. And this one particular song God gave me was, it's called All We Need Is Love. And I asked him, I said, Father, is this what you want me to teach on this month? And he said, yes. So I searched the scriptures, and I found out that we who are his creation, his people, we are to walk in his love, the God type of love. If I was to describe what type of love we are to walk in, it would be a brotherly love. Actually, where I live, which is in South Jersey, it's next door to the city of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love because of the root word in Philadelphia, which is phila or phileo, which means brotherly love. And we are to love our brother and sister as we would love ourselves. So how do one walk in this type of love? And why is it this type of love that Jesus, who commanded us to walk in, why would he give us this? If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, please turn with me, and if you hear a little squeaking, please forgive me as I make some adjustments. We got a new mic here, so I'm just keep your brother in prayer with the equipment, just making a few minor adjustments, because we want to bring a quality sound teaching to those who are listening. That's a little bit better. Praise God. Once again, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John. And let's go to the 13th chapter with the 34th verse. John 13:34.
And it reads, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." And that's in the King James translation. Now we see that Jesus gives us this commandment to the disciples before he leaves them, that they are to love one another in Christ's sake. And as they do, people will know that they are his disciples. Now Jesus proclaimed this new commandment, and in doing so, he fulfilled the law that was given in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Let's take a look at that. That's in the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. And it reads, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." Praise God. In reading that scripture, it shows what Jesus is saying, that we are to deny ourselves for the good of a neighbor or our fellow brother or sister. And in John 13, verse 35, Jesus says they will know that by showing love for one another, they will know, the people will know, that you're my disciples. This is very powerful, for the truth is that Jesus picked 12 men of different backgrounds, different cultures, different occupations, just different. Each man was different, with the exception of James and John, for they were brothers, as we all know. And for the gospel to be spread throughout the earth, the first thing that he had them do after he left them is to love one another. Love has been put in our hearts by God's Spirit, and we see this in the Old Testament in two prophetic books, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Let's go to Ezekiel first. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 36, starting with verse 25, and we're going to read to verse 28. And as you're adjusting, still got a little squeaking with my microphone. Like I said, just bear with me. Just making a few adjustments here. Just trying a few new things. Just to, once again, just better our broadcast. You know, getting new equipment. You got to try it out. Even though I did try it out on a practice run. But praise God, I'm just thankful for the equipment and just thankful to be teaching right now. Praise God. Once again, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 36 and starting with verse 25. We're going to read from 25 to 28. I got to get there myself. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. And it reads, "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land I have given to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." This particular scripture, not only this, but also Jeremiah. Go to Jeremiah chapter 31, starting in verse 33. Because we're going to get some revelation as we read these scriptures. Jeremiah 31 and verse 33. And it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Praise God. If God doesn't remember your sin, we should remember any sin. Praise God. Once again, these two particular scriptures, they show us that God, by His Spirit, has written this law in our hearts. Hebrews 8, chapter 8, verses 8 to 10, the writer quotes Jeremiah 31 and 33 and 34. "For this applies to those who live in Christ. This one commandment fulfills all the 10 commandments." How do we know that this fulfills the law? Let's go to Romans 13, chapter 13, beginning in verse 8. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 8. And it reads, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another man, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." There it is. "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witnesses, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Verse 10, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." I got to read that again. Verse 10, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor." If you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't speak bad about your neighbor. You won't speak bad about your brother or your sister. You won't want to steal from your neighbor. You won't want to kill them. You won't want to hate on them because you have that love for them as you love yourself. Right there in verse 10. Shows that love is the fulfilling of the law. Not only do we see in verse 9 that statement that God gives us in Leviticus to love our neighbor as we love thyself, this shows that what Jesus spoke is a fulfilling of the law that was given before Jesus came. And we who are alive in Christ today are fulfilling what Jesus has given his disciples. Not only does that commandment apply to the disciples, it applies to us all living under this New Testament. We are New Testament Christians, New Testament believers, because we are not under the law, but we're under grace. Praise God. But Jesus fulfills the law because he didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. And he does that. And if the law is in our hearts, we need to listen to our hearts where the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, does dwell in. Not in the mind, but in the heart. For me, let me give you a personal testimony. I saw an example for myself of someone walking in God's love when God reunited me with Pastor Kim. I've known Pastor Kim since 1985. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time, y'all, let me tell you. And, well, let me just continue with my testimony, and, you know, I'll fill it in for you. But one day, this is like back in the 90s, when I came back, I was in the Marine Corps, you know, I was in the service, and after I got out, I came back to live with, actually, I first lived in another part of Jersey with my grandmother, God bless her, and then I moved back home with my parents, which is in North Jersey, which is closer to New York. And at the time, I was taking the train to work. And I was actually sitting down, just thinking about some things, you know, thinking about work. I can't remember, but I was probably thinking about work. And I just happened to look up, and I saw Pastor Kim. You know, it seemed like she was walking directly to me. I saw that those eyes. I saw that pretty smile, the way she was dressed. And I said, "Kim?" And she said, "Frank?" And you know, once again, this is in the 90s, in the mid-90s. We hadn't seen each other in a good 15 years. Once again, because, you know, I went to Marines and, you know, was living my life. And, you know, she was back here in Jersey living her life. And, you know, once again, just to be reunited with her, it was like, wow, this is, you know, only God. So we talked and decided to, you know, be in communication with one another. And I wound up dating her again, the second time around. Because there was just something, not on the outside, that always attracted me to her. It was something on the inside that I was just always drawn to. There was just something about Pastor Kim that there was just an attraction. And even today, I just can't explain it. Well, actually, I can't explain it. It's the Holy Spirit that's just living on the inside of her. So as we were getting to know one another, I made it known that, you know, I had a son, you know, my oldest son, Frank Jr., Frankie Bob Jr. And she was very surprised that I had a son, you know, and, you know, just other things, because once again, you know, we're getting to, you know, establish a relationship again. And she mentioned that, well, you might want to bring him to Bible study on a Friday night, you know. My mom and I, we teach Bible study in our home. And I have a little brother who's around your son's age. And I was like, wow, you have a brother now? And, you know, my brother-in-law, his name is Kyle, God bless him, you know, awesome, awesome brother-in-law. I couldn't ask for no one better. And she's talking about this Bible stuff. Like, what's this Bible stuff? Back in the day when we used to date, we never had conversations about the Bible. We never had conversations about church, nothing, none of that. You know, we were just young, you know, in our, you know, late teens, you know, just being young, you know. You know how it is when you're young. You don't think about things like that. At least back at that time, at least in the 80s. So, I let my son go one Friday night, you know, introduced Kim and her mom and, you know, and Kyle. And, he was like, "Sure, Dad, you know, hey, let's do it." And, you know, I dropped him off. I had to do some running around, do some things, so I went ahead and did that. And then when I came back to pick him up to, you know, take him home, he was so excited. He was so amped up about the things, you know, he learned. And he was just so excited. I'd never seen this on him before. Never. Never in my life. And I asked about what he learned, and he told me some things. And, matter of fact, not only did he tell me some things, he asked me some questions about the Bible. And at this time, I didn't know the Lord. So I really couldn't answer. You know, I really could not answer. And I was like, you know, I was at a loss for words. But it was just interesting for me to see that my son was excited about the Bible. I was really taken aback at that. So he asked me, you know, Dad, you know, I want to come here next week. Will you bring me? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring you. But this time, I'm going to sit there with you. I want to check this out. I want to find out what you're learning. Well, I found out he was learning a lot because Pastor Kim and her mom, I mean, they just had a great program in place to teach the young people. I was very impressed. And I was watching him the whole time and also listening as well. But in watching him, you know, he was so excited. He was just taking it in. He was writing things down. He was asking questions. He was engaging. I never saw this before. But I'm so thankful that this was happening. To this day, he's so grateful for the God love that Pastor Kim and her mom showed him. And we later got married, praise God. And, you know, years after we got married, actually a year after we got married, his biological mother went on to be with the Lord. And, you know, we all were together and, you know, we said our final goodbyes and everything. And later on, he told Pastor Kim, you know, I'm calling you mom from here on out. You know, you're my mother. And she's been doing a wonderful job raising him and just being the best mom that any mother could be. And I give glory to God on that. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you do in our son's life. He's been able to, through those humble beginnings, he developed his own relationship with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I've been able to develop my own relationship. I've been able to develop God's love in my heart. How that I should listen to my heart and not so much to my head. And be able to show God's love to others. I had to show God's love to others because he first showed it to me through my wife, Pastor Kim, praise God. A living epistle for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. When you're walking in God's love, you're not trying to find fault in people. You're not trying to tear people down when they mess up, because everybody messes up. None of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. You build them up just as you would want to be built up. Love never fails. It is always victorious. Love always wins. Love is forgiving, which we see in Ephesians 4:38. And once again, in Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Let's go to another scripture. Let's go to the first epistle of John, 1 John, chapter 4. And we're going to start with verse 7. I'll be honest, what we're going to read is going to be a little lengthy, but there's a reason behind it, of course, praise God. And I believe it's going to bless all of us, praise God. 1 John, chapter 4, start with verse 7, and we're going to read all the way to verse 21. And it reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Matter of fact, let me read that one more time. That's, once again, this is verse 8. "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him, live in Christ. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and be in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Praise God. Verse 15. Let me just turn my page real quick. Verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and be in God. And we have known and believe the love of God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein, our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. I had to say for the third time. No fear in love. But perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Praise God. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he loveth God, love his brother also. Praise God. To love one another is a command of God. It is his revealed will and is well pleasing in his sight. It comes from him. Love comes from God. It is a gift of his grace, and it is a fruit of his Spirit. And just like a fruit, it continues to grow as long as you are walking in him, walking in Christ. Everyone that loves God is born of God, and he that knows God in Christ. Those who love God loves those who have the grace of God in them and the image of Christ upon them. Those who love God have been taught to love the brethren, know the love of God, and has had an experience with the grace of God, which influences to love on God's people. My prayer is that we all continue to show the love of God to each other as he has first shown it to us. He first loved us. Even when we were sinners, he loved
still
us.
Still on the air. Still on the air.
So imagine what kind of love he has for us now that we are in Christ. He loves us so much. He gave his only begotten Son. He gave us his very best, because he so loved the world, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. Praise God. And my prayer is, as we enter this new season, is that we not only do we show love, but we also put our love in action. Love is an action word. Just like faith is an action word. Exercise your love for others as you would love on yourself. Praise God. And men will know that you are a disciple of Christ. You are a believer in Christ. You love the things of God. You love God. You love his people. You love his people. And you love yourself. Love on others as you love yourself. Praise God. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to someone out there. I pray that the Word of God has set you free from some things. Once again, not to hate on one another, but to love on one another. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this teaching on love, walking in your love, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for loving us first before we can even love you, before we can even know who you are. You loved us first. You love us in spite of our iniquities, in spite of our imperfections, in spite of our circumstances, in spite of what's going around in the world. You still love us. You love the world. You love your people. And Lord, we love you, for you are our God. Praise God. It is in Christ that I live, that I move, and I have my being. And we will love on those. Even when there's no love, we will show your love, Father, wherever we go. Whether it is the workplace, whether it is wherever it may be, political arena, entertainment, wherever, Lord, let us have the love of God which has been shed upon our hearts. Let that love go out unto your people. Let your love go out even to those who don't know you. Let us be your willing vessels to bring people home back to you. And we will bring them home back to you by your love, Father God. The love that you shed in our hearts. Let us show it to those who do not know you. Let them see the God type of love that we have seen ourselves in you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise God. I thank you for having the time to hear the Bible teaching on love. And once again, thank you for just adjusting your schedule to spend time with us at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Continue to support Journey Home Outreach Ministries by checking out our web pages, which is on Facebook, checking out the main page. Praise God. Brother Lloyd, he revamped some things. And I tell you, the website is awesome. Once again, thank you, Sister Pucci, for this time of wonderful fellowship. If you missed the broadcast, it will be archived, so you can listen to this anytime. We're also on the phone app. Matter of fact, where is the phone app? Because I have it on my phone. Let me take a look at this phone app. I want to encourage you, when you're on the go, you can definitely check out the phone app. Matter of fact, it's called YAP, YAPP. And you can search the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and we are there. And you can listen to any broadcast. You can listen to the Bible study by Elder Fay. You can listen to the Christian Life Coach by Pastor Kim. You can listen to Sister Pucci with Flashback Fridays. You can also check out the mix shows that I provide, praise God, through Gospel House Music, where you can get your praise groove on, and so much more. So I just want to encourage you to download the YAP application, and in the search bar, go to Journey Home Outreach Ministries. We are there, and we are there for you, and we are thankful to God for what we're able to do. And we pray that we are blessing you. We want to be a blessing to you. We want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Once again, the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, we are a church without walls. Praise God. And we are about the things of God. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for checking out the mix as well. I pray it was a blessing to you that you got your dance on, your worship on, your praise on. But that's what we're about. We are about our Father's business. We are about kingdom building. And once again, men, I hope to hear from you. Check out the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Men's Ministry page on Facebook. We are there for you. And we're looking forward to hearing from you as well. Well, that's my time. Once again, signing out, but not off. This is DJ Frankie Vod. I love you with the love of the Lord. And remember, as always, keep Christ first in everything you do and show somebody the love of God that you're walking in. And I pray that they'll walk in it with you. Love one another as you love yourself. Praise God. God bless you, and I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.
Come.